This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. The Bible is full of people whose crimes made them guilty under God's laws and most human laws, too. Moses murdered a man. King David sexually exploited a woman. And the Apostle Paul oversaw the persecution of minorities. Yet they sought and received forgiveness. God's forgiveness toward each of these men didn't undo their guilt. Instead, Jesus transferred the ultimate consequences of their guilt onto himself so that they could be released from shame. Jesus bore the consequences of guilt, not just for Moses, David, and Paul, but for you and me too. This gift doesn't mean we are guiltless of our own sins, but it does mean we are rescued from shame. Jesus took punishment upon himself through death so that we don't have to suffer forever. Have you noticed that forgiving other people is a miniature version of the same story? In the process of forgiveness, the focus is taken off of our own indignation at being wronged. Hopefully, it refocuses us on Jesus' love for us and his forgiveness for people who've hurt us. When Paul grasped this, he wrote to his friends, the Ephesians, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." Shame is what tries to convince us that forgiveness won't work on us, but that's a lie. God says there is no condemnation for those set free by Jesus.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.